how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
How's your week been?
It's been pretty good.
Are you just loving quarantine?
No, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
So over it.
Yeah.
I just keep hearing rumors that it's going to keep getting extended, and now we're talking about summer, and I'm really upset about it.
I know. I'm going to be so bummed if we don't get to, like, go to the beach and stuff this summer. That will definitely put a damper on our plans. But
I miss the libraries. Mm-hmm. I miss the state parks.
All of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone is staying home and we can flatten the curve.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing to say about it. Yeah.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
Yeah. So hopefully that happens and we can get back to being outside again.
Yes.
Yeah. What have you been doing? Have you switched up your routine at all?
Well, we've been spending a lot of time outside. We've been working on getting our garden ready and hanging out by the fire pit. So that's been fun. We've had great weather and it's gotten us very excited about getting things all spruced up back there. What about you guys?
We're doing the same things.
Yeah.
Same things we've been doing. I don't know, cooking 3 meals a day is a little overwhelming.
Yeah,
but
it's getting...
We're finding more recipes that are more fun to do that the kids have been more into helping me in the kitchen. So that's more what we've been doing this week.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. So what are we doing today?
Today we're going to interview our kiddos.
I know.
This should be exciting and weird.
See how it goes. Yeah. Just to kind of get... more of like a view from
just kind of their take on homeschooling and what they think about it. So we'll see what they have to say.
All right, let's bring them out.
Okay, so how old are you?
7, almost 8.
Yes, your birthday is coming up soon. We're so excited. So we're just gonna ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you enjoy about being homeschooled?
I enjoy being able to, like, pick what to do and,
Oh, you like wearing your PJs.
And wearing my PJs.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Anything else?
Nope.
What is your favorite thing to learn about?
Probably... math.
You like doing math?
Math.
The you numbers? Like numbers.
Yeah.
Are you liking Khan Academy or are you liking the workbook still?
I really like the workbook.
You do?
Yeah.
Math for a Living Education?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, we're liking that one too. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
It's the review.
The reviews are tough, huh? Trying to remember everything that you already learned? Yeah.
You love numbers, though. Mm-hmm.
What is your least favorite thing about being homeschooled?
Probably having to read my little books.
Yeah, you're working on reading. Is that really tough?
Yes.
Yeah. So hard to learn to read, huh?
You've come so far, though.
Yeah.
Yeah? Learning about vowels and their sounds.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. It's tough because they make different sounds, and that's so confusing, huh?
Because then it takes a while to just go through every single sound, see if it's good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out which vowel sound it is.
Yep.
It's tricky.
And then if there's two vowel sounds.
One doesn't really say much. One says a lot.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. So. You've done so well with it. I know that can be a lot, though.
And pretty soon, it's just going to be effortless. It's just going to happen because your brain's going to make those connections all by itself. Won't that be great? Oh, yeah. Okay, so what do you think is the big difference between being homeschooled and going to public school?
Less kids and getting to pick what you are learning and...
Yeah, that's pretty great to decide, like, what you want to learn about and then do it the way that you want to.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, huh? To be able to find things that you're interested in and learn more about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. So what's it like having your mom be your teacher?
Just the best, right?
The best.
Your mom's the coolest, huh?
What is it really like?
It's fun.
It's fun. That's nice.
Fun.
That's nice for you to be so nice to your mom.
Fun.
Okay, well, what do you want other kids to know about homeschooling if they don't know a lot about it?
That it's fun and you actually get to go outside. Or
homeschooling doesn't mean you're stuck inside your house all day for 8 hours. Yeah, I think some people think that, huh?
You like going hiking and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Pretty cool. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope. You did a great job.
You did. Thanks for letting us interview. In on your brain.
Interview you. Good job, buddy.
Hi.
I'm 5.
You're 5. Did you just turn 5?
No.
You've been 5 for a while now? Pretty exciting. Kind of. How does it feel to be 5?
Same as 4.
Same as 4?
Basically.
Basically. The same as 4.
You just turned 5.
So how do you feel about us talking to you today?
You don't know?
Yeah.
Not kinda too good, sure about
kinda
it.
Kind of bad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to ask you some stuff about being homeschooled. What do you think about that? Yeah.
Do you like being homeschooled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Don't know. Is there something you like to learn about?
I like flowers.
You like flowers.
Yeah. Have you been learning about magnolias?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like math? That seems to be one of your favorites lately.
Yeah.
What about handwriting?
I like that too, but I finished that.
You finished your handwriting book?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel when you finished it?
Pretty
good?
But it still feels good.
Pretty awesome.
Feels good.
You like coloring and drawing and writing letters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you're very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's something you don't like learning about?
Letters. I can't make the right sound sometimes.
Yeah. Those letters can be tricky, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're getting better every time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What well, do you... Done that. Two letters all the time. I made like fart sound on them though because I couldn't get it right.
That's awesome.
It was TH, huh?
Mm-hmm.
TH together, what does it say?
It's hard.
I forgot. All right, last question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite book? The Little Mouse? Is that still? What is that one?
About the big hungry bear and this mouse trying to get the strawberry.
The little mouse, the red ripe strawberry, and the big hungry bear.
Mm-hmm. Who gets the strawberry?
The little mouse.
The little mouse gets it.
It's a good one. Thanks for letting us interview you.
Thanks for answering our questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi. Are you?
Good.
Good.
How old are you?
9 and a half.
9 and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you enjoy about homeschool?
I get to be with my mom. I get to be at my house.
Mm-hmm. Those are good things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to learn about?
Math.
You love math?
Yes.
Do you have other things you like? They all said math.
I know. Everybody loves math.
No.
What do you like about it?
I like it that it's easy and it's fun.
Easy and fun.
There you go.
So what do you think is the difference between being homeschooled and then going to regular school, public school?
Homeschool is 1 hour or less or more. And the school is 8 hours.
It's so it's a lot longer of a day. Mm-hmm. And you like getting your schoolwork done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can do what? What other things do you like to do?
That's all.
What do you like to do when you're not being homeschooled?
Hang out.
When we're not doing lessons.
Play.
Hang out and play. So what's it like having your mom be your teacher?
Half fun, half not.
What's the fun parts?
You get to hang out with your mom.
Mm-hmm. What's the not so fun parts?
Lessons.
Your mom has to tell you what to do.
Yes.
That's tough, huh? Mm-hmm. So what do you want other kids to know about homeschooling? What's it like? It's, what do we do all day? Do we just stay inside our house all day?
Nope. We go outside and do lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks.
We take breaks. You mm-hmm. get snacks.
Mm-hmm.
What's the hardest thing to learn?
Reading.
Reading was tough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now, how is it?
Great.
Now it's great.
You're a fantastic reader.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite book that we've read together?
You read so many books. That's probably a hard one.
The dog one.
The dog one.
On the Ranch.
That's the one that you read, huh? Me, On the Range. That was a good one.
The Island of the Blue Dolphins.
We just finished that, huh? And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, but it was sad too.
It was sad too.
Ooh.
Her little brother died.
I know. That's tough, huh?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. In case you haven't read it. Well, thank you for letting us interview. Is there anything else you want to tell us about?
No.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, they were a little less talkative than I thought they'd be.
Yeah, they kind of clammed up and were a little shy, but it's all good.
Yeah.
We'll just have a short little episode today.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you obsessing over?
Okay, so I've had a lot more time to read, especially like listening to audiobooks lately with the quarantine. Mm-hmm. And I just finished The Lovely War. I'm not sure the author's name, but I listened on audiobook through Overdrive, the library app, and the audiobook has original music, which just, like, added so much to the story. And the story is set in World War One. It's a love story.
This is the one you were telling me about, right?
Yes, I loved it. And it's told from the point of view of the Greek gods, so it kind of has an interesting take on it all. And it took a little bit of getting used to, like, all the Greek gods' voices to know, like, who was telling the story. But I really, really enjoyed it. It was beautiful.
And so you listened to this one?
Yes. This one was an audiobook. And I would recommend that version just because the different voices were played by different people, which, like, added to it. And, like,
ooh,
I said, the music was so good.
Yeah. I need a new book.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so what are you obsessing over?
So we've been cooking and baking a ton lately, and I found this new blog called The Food Nanny, and she has amazing recipes. She has great bread recipes, too. We made cinnamon rolls the other day.
You brought us some. Thank you for that.
Yes. I love all of her recipes so far. We haven't made anything that I'm not obsessed with yet, so you should check it out. I've loved all the recipes so far.
I will. We are seriously getting sick of all of our regular recipes.
Right. I'm so over cooking.
Yeah. I'm so over the cleanup that comes with cooking.
Exactly.
That's
the cooking and the baking isn't the hard part. It's the cleanup after.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're saving a lot of money on not eating out.
This is true. All right. We'll see you next week.
Good luck this week.
Yes. Bye.